Book Lovers podcast from the staff at Claremont County Public Library. Today's episode is brought to you by our digital download platforms like Hoopla, Overdrive, RB Digital, and Freedy, which have ebooks, e-audiobooks, music, videos, and magazines. I'm Andrea, and I'm with Laura and Amy to talk about books that were made into movies in 2017. But before we dig in, let me remind you that the titles we mention on the podcast are listed on our website at claremontlibrary.org. Okay, Amy, do you want to bring us up with the youth juvenile stuff?
I will start. The first one actually is a teen movie and YA book or young adult book. It's Everything Everything by Nicola Yoon. And the movie is actually fairly close to the book. It's the story of a teenage girl who's has a rare condition called severe combined immunodeficiency, or SCID, and she's basically allergic to the world. So her mom basically keeps her under house arrest, and she's never gone outside. From the time she was little, and she had multiple ear infections and cases of pneumonia, and then her mom basically locked her inside the house. Also, while she was younger, her brother and her father died in a car accident. And so sort of mom is protective because, and the book is really cool because it unfolds via vignettes, diary entries, texts, charts, lists, and illustrations, not just words on the page. And and then the movie obviously doesn't have all of that, but it's the story. It would be very well loved for the fans of Fault in Our Stars. Wow. It's very similar to that by John Green. And he also, speaking of John Green, he has his newest book, Turtles All the Way Down, was just bought for, the movie rights were bought for that. So that's another book to movie that's coming probably in 2018, 2019.
But he had a holiday novella book with two other authors.
Yes.
That never came, that was optioned for
a movie.
I
saw that was optioned, but it didn't.
It never made it out of production.
That one's Let It Snow.
Yeah, because it was holiday themed.
Yep, it's holiday themed. It's John Green. So her name is Mandy, and she's locked in the house, and then Ollie moves in next door, and Ollie's her same age, a boy, and sees her in the window and writes his phone number on his window, and so she can see it, and they start texting and then start emailing, and they have a relationship even though she's never been allowed outside. And it is a romantic movie. It's a coming of age movie and book about the power of love and the need to live your life, as well as the importance of courage and communication. And one of the things that it brings up is, are you really living if you can't experience life, or if you don't experience life? Because she's realizing how much she's missing out on. So and that one came out as a movie in March, so it's older, but and then the book was 2017 as well, I believe, if not 2016, might have been 2016. So
cool. All right.
So your next one, my next one is Wonder, which is a juvenile fiction book by R.J. Palacio or Palacio. And many, many, many people have heard it and have heard about it and probably have seen it by now, but it did start as a book. It is 10-year-old Augie Pullman, and he was born with extreme facial abnormalities and also called Treacher-Collins syndrome. And his face is, he's had multiple surgeries, so now he can see, he can hear, and he can speak, but his face does not look the same as normal kids, quote-unquote normal kids. And everything was really well, went really well for all of his life until he was entering fifth grade, which is when the movie starts, and he stops being homeschooled, and he's put into private school, private middle school in Manhattan. And it's, not only does he have to deal with middle school dramatics, but he also has to deal with the fact that he looks different and is different. He's also not the only one facing challenges in the book or the movie. His older sister, Via, feels that her parents and their parents barely pay attention to her because of everything that Augie needs, which if you have a child, you know, if you have siblings and one of your siblings has a disease or a disorder, you feel that way, or special needs, you feel that, you can feel that way sometimes. And then also Augie's new friend Jack doesn't know how to speak up for him or protect him in school when he is bullied and picked on as he is. Mm-hmm. And the movie is how he navigates his first year at school and how they learn to think of others and find happiness inside themselves no matter how you look. And one of the taglines that sort of come out of this that I feel the world needs sometimes is choose kind or choose kindness. Mm-hmm. And it's empathy, and all of those things are covered in this movie, and that's really important to learn, even for adults sometimes.
Sure.
And the movie has a lot of famous actors and actresses, including Julia Roberts is the mom, Owen Wilson is the dad, and the kid that plays Augie is the same one who played, it's Jacob Tremblay, who also was the child in the movie The Room.
Oh, okay.
So it's that same actor. Also,
boy, he's in all the movies that get made from books. Yeah. Right, he's got his niche.
Exactly. Any kid actor. There you go. Also, in the movie, in a supporting role, is Hamilton, the guy who was in Hamilton, David Diggs. He is Augie's teacher. And Mandy
Patinkin.
There we go. Mandy Patinkin is the school director. So there's some cameos in there as well. But it is a very uplifting, inspiring book and movie. So, yeah.
All right. Laura?
All right.
You got something?
I'm ready. Yes.
What's
Murder
here?
On the Orient Express by Agatha Christie.
Do-do-do.
That's right. So, did you guys know that according to Wikipedia, she is the best-selling author of all time?
Hmm.
Oh, of all time.
Of all time. I thought that that was pretty amazing.
Well, I will say her books get reprinted in large print every so often, so whatever that contract is with her works. It keeps going.
Yeah. Not with her anymore,
yeah,
but yeah.
Right. Yeah, it keeps going. So, anyway, plot of the story is a group of people are traveling in winter on the Orient Express when the train is stopped in its tracks by a snowdrift. And when morning comes, the passengers are still stranded, but now there's a murder. That's right. As the unlikable American millionaire Samuel Edward Ratchet is found dead in his compartment, stabbed a dozen times. The tricky part is that the door was locked from the inside.
Of course it is.
That's right. So you have a locked room mystery, and there on the scene to solve it is the self-proclaimed world's greatest detective, Hercule Poirot. So the book is a favorite of mine, and the movie looks excellent because Kenneth Branagh directed it, and he's playing Hercule Poirot with all of his fabulous mustaches as well. So actually, the cast has lots of famous people.
Right.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of cameos in that, too.
Excellent.
Okay, cool. I'm going to talk about Diane Ackerman's The Zookeeper's Wife, which tells a true story of the Warsaw zookeepers who risked their lives to save hundreds of Jewish people from the Nazis by hiding them in their villa in empty cages. So this isn't the movie's out, but we have it. I mean, it's out. We have it on DVD, Blu-ray, with the book, large print, every format you want it in.
All of it.
I mean,
all of it.
Yeah.
We have it. All of it.
We've got it all on that one. Yeah. Do you want me to tell you another one? Or do you want to
It doesn't matter.
I did both mine.
Are you?
I'm done.
Okay. All right. We're so professional.
We are.
Sorry. Okay. I'm going to talk about one that the book is excellent, but the movie isn't out yet. So Ready Player One by Ernest Cline.
So good.
I know. So, I don't know about you guys, but I'm suffering just a little bit of fatigue from all of the post-apocalyptic, dystopian, books.
I was fatigued the first one. That's just not my,
it's not my genre.
Yeah. So.
Yes. Yes.
So I was sort of hesitant to pick up Ready Player One. I wasn't sure I was going to do it, but, all the nerdy 80s references meant that I had to, since that's my era of growing up. So I thought, okay, what the heck? I can always stop reading it. But it was super exciting. I really enjoyed it.
And I listened to the audiobook because when we selected it, I saw that Will Wheaton was the narrator.
Oh, perfect narrator.
Yes.
For your 80s standby.
Yeah.
Peeps.
Well, yeah.
Plus Star Trek. And Star Trek. And nerdy, I mean, it's all of those 80s references without the horror, like Stranger Things.
That's right. Yeah.
I won't watch Stranger Things because I don't like horror. So, yeah.
This is recommendations, not hating. Okay, so anyway, the book's about Wade Watts, who lives in a future of famine, poverty, and disease. There you go. There's your dark, depressing dystopia. To escape the horrors of real life, he and thousands of others live in a virtual world called Oasis. Part of the attraction is that you solve puzzles that were left behind by the world's creator, James Halliday, who was allegedly the richest man in the history of forever, who's dead now. So if you solve all the puzzles and find these three keys that he left somewhere in this virtual world, you inherit his fortune. So super high stakes, which mean that Wade faces real-life danger when he starts successfully solving the puzzles, because you have not only individuals, you have people who have grouped up together to solve it, plus you have corporations who are obviously the bad people who are going after this because of all the money involved. So if you're an 80s fan, this book is full of game, movie, music, and pop culture references, which make it a lot of fun. The story moves along at a pretty quick pace, keeping you engaged and rooting for a hero. So I'm hoping that means that it has translated into an awesome movie.
From what I've seen and from the preview that I've seen, it's seemingly pretty close to book.
It will break my heart if it's not.
Yes.
Who's the director? Is it anyone you know?
I don't know. Do you know names?
I'm guessing it's no one that big because I haven't heard the name associated with it.
Mm-mm. I probably have, but I don't follow directors way. So
we're book nerds, Andrea. Well, I know, movie nerds.
But sometimes the director gets talked about as much as the story and the lead actors. Because we've talked off mic about another book I loved was The Lovely Bones, and then Peter Jackson's the director of the movie.
Right.
And the movie's fine, it's good, but it has a very Peter Jackson lens that it's told through, which it's fine. But you know how when you're reading a book and you're like, this was made into a movie, it would look like, you know, in your head? And my vision did match yours. So I guess that's why I'm a librarian.
And speaking of directors, too, with book is Wrinkle in Time, which is another one that's coming out in 2018.
That looks so amazing.
It does. And that's one of the directors I do know, which is Ava DuVernay. Yeah. And so
fabulous.
Yes, it does. And that is coming out in 2018. Obviously, the book has been out for a long time.
Yeah.
But it
and
looks
the cast
amazing.
It just looks awesome. I actually saw that performed on stage, so I'm interested to see how it translates into a movie.
And she does some really good work too. So
Wow, and Oprah.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Color Purple. Just for kids.
I have another nonfiction based on a true story book, which is The Lost City of Z by journalist David Gran. And it tells the story of the British explorer Percy Fawcett, who disappeared during a 1925 expedition into the Amazon while searching for a fabled civilization.
There you go.
So it's
as one does.
Yeah.
To the new world.
In the 1900s, why not?
Right. So the book is Grand's quest to uncover the mystery surrounding Fawcett's final journey and the secrets of what lies deep in the Amazon jungle. And special note about this is that this movie is available on Hoopla, which you can download.
We can watch it right now.
And because they're
downloading it right now, even while you're talking.
Yeah.
Because they allow simultaneous
checkouts, you don't have to get in line to wait for it.
So we can all do it right this minute.
We can all be watching it
right now.
Right.
But if you're old school and you want the DVD or Blu-ray, we have that too. And then the books in print, large print, audiobook, and the digital versions.
All of it. You can have it any way you want it.
So, absolutely.
Right. For those people that don't come into the library.
Right.
It's meant for you.
There you go.
Okay. So we talked about movies we're looking forward to in 2018 with Ready Player One, A Wrinkle in Time. I was going to mention Crazy Rich Asians is supposed to be a movie coming out in 2018. And if you haven't read Kevin Kwan's books, there's three in that trilogy. The newest one came out this year. And I believe I mentioned it on a previous podcast. But that's what I'm looking forward to.
That's good stuff.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Book Lovers Podcast. Don't forget that, like a good book, you can recommend our podcast to a friend. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, as well as rate and review this podcast. Until next time, read on, reader.